Malachim Asher Perabov Mishnah Zayin Elu Lo Metamein Belo Mashir. And the following are not Metamein nor are they Mashir. Even if they're omitted from somebody who's tummy such as a Zod, they would not be tummy. Nor would they be Mashir. If they come into contact with food, the food would not be Zod, so would it become tummy. Hazeah, sweat. Valecha, srucha, a foul secretion, such as pustum or wound. Varei, an excrement. Vardam, hayeti, imam. And blood that comes from a secretion or excrement also would not be metami, nor would it be mashir. Umashke ben shmon. And liquid that comes from a child who was born in the 8th month of pregnancy. Such a child is considered a nafel and is not expected to survive. He is treated like an egg and a stump, and therefore the liquid that's emitted from him is not considered liquid and would not be metami. Rabbi Yosi Omer chutz midama. Rabbi Yosi said the exception would be the dam of a child that was born in the 8th month of pregnancy. That dam would be metami, just like the dam from a regular person. Somebody who drinks metaveria, which acts as a laxative, even if it comes out of him clear in the same form that he drank it, even so it's considered a regular excrement, and it's not metami nor mashir. Dam shchita b'behema b'chaya u'v'ofo is hatzmeyam. The blood of the shchita of non-kosher animal, beast, or bird is not a mashir, it's not a liquid, it's not metami nor is a mashir. The dam ha'kaza l'refuah, somebody who lets blood for a refuah, the other plan of giving the blood to be drunk by an animal or a non-Jew, that time is not considered mashke. Rabbi Elazar metami be'edim. Rabbi Elazar metami by the. He argues on the previous two cases, he holds that the dam shechita of a non-kosher animal is considered mashke, and so too, somebody who lets dam for a fool, that time is also considered mashke. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer Cholot HaZach Ha'otor. Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, milk that is emitted from the nipples of a male is tall. It's not considered a liquid and it's not a kawatuma, nor is it mash. Second Hashem Parabod Mishnah Chet, Cholav Yisra, Mitame L'Ratzon, V'Shalo L'Ratzon. Cholav HaBehem Ein Mitame El L'Ratzon. Milk that comes from an Yisra is Mitame, whether the milk came from her intentionally or not, even if the milk just drew from her, it is Mitame. Well, the milk of a behemoth is only metami l'ratzon, only if the behemoth was milked intentionally would it be metami. But if the milk is drip from the behemoth is not metami, it wouldn't be considered a mashke, a liquid, in such a case. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva disputes this. He holds that the milk that comes from a behemoth should be metami, even if it came from the behemoth unintentionally. And he said it was a kavachomer to that effect. Ma'im chola v'isha, she'ena meyuchad elu l'tanit, Metame l'ratzon, v'shalo l'ratzon. If the milk that comes from an isha, that is only for ketanim, only children drink the milk from an isha. Even so, if metame both l'ratzon, v'shalo l'ratzon, whether the milk came from intention or not, it's metame. Chol v'adayim, shum yuchel l'ketanim v'l'gdol, eno din sheyitame l'ratzon, v'shalo l'ratzon. Milk that comes from behem that is drunk by both children and adults, certainly should be metame. It should be considered a liquid, whether it was milked intentionally or not. Amulah, I'm responding to Rabbi Akiva. You can't compare the milk of an isha to the milk of a behem. And Timei Chola V'isha Shelo L'ratzon Shedam Me'kifas Etam. If the milk of a woman is metame, even though the milk came from unintentionally, that's because the blood of a wound of a woman is metame Shelo L'ratzon. The blood of a wound is obviously Shelo L'ratzon. You don't intend to hurt yourself. And even so, it's metame. And Chazal tell us, the milk of an isha comes from her dam. Dam necher benachachal. The blood turns into milk. So therefore, since the milk comes from blood and the blood of a wound of a woman, which is definitely shalom l'ratzon is metami, so too, the milk of a woman, even though it's shalom l'ratzon, the milk came from unintentionally, it's also metami. Yitame chalav abehema shalom l'ratzon. Shedam agifas atom. But should the milk of a behema that came from the behema shalom l'ratzon, should that be tame? But the blood of a wound of an animal is tall. So therefore, since the blood of the wound of an animal is tall, so too, the milk that comes from animals or the rut zone is also tall. Amar Rahem, Machma ni b'chala ni b'dam. Rabbi Akiva said, I am more stringent by milk than by dam. Even though the dam of the wound of an animal, which is shalom the rut zone, is not metame, but the milk of an animal that shalom the rut zone is metame. Why? Shacholev l'refua tame. The Hamakiv Rufua taught. Somebody who milks an animal for that milk to be used for Rufua, that milk is Tamei, as it is Rufuatzon, and milk that comes from an animal, the Rufuatzon is Tamei. But somebody who lets blood from an animal, the Rufua, is Tamei. That blood is not considered a matzah. So you see that milk is more sticky than that. So therefore, even though dam shor l'ratzon of an animal is tar, but the milk of an animal that shor l'ratzon should be tar. Amru lod hacham responded to Rabbi Akiva. Zalei beitzim ba'anavim yelchichu. Baskets of olives and grapes to disprove your thesis. Shamashkin ayetim ma'am l'ratzon t'mayim. But shor l'ratzon tar. Liquid that cut miles and grapes will rot on if they were squeezed for the oil or the wine intentionally, and that liquid would be tummy. But if the oil or the wine dripped in the olives and grapes unintentionally, the tar is not considered a mask. So even though if you squeeze olives or grapes to use the oil or the wine for refuel, it is considered a mask in its tummy, even so was differentiate between whether the oil or the wine was a rot on or the rot. So too, even though if you milk a behemoth for refuel, it's considered a mask in its tummy, we should differentiate between the milk that is a ratzon and shelo ratzon, and that milk from an animal that shelo ratzon should be taught. Amar lahan lo, Rabbi Akiva said to Chachamim, no, you can't disprove my thesis from this man another. Mamartem b'sali v'etem v'anavim shetchilas anayichol b'seif amashka. If by v'etem v'anavim we differentiate between the ratzon and shelo ratzon, that's because it originally is oichol. Before it's squeezed, the olive and the grapes are considered oichol. And only after it's squeezed is it considered mashka, liquid. So that's why the olives and grapes would differentiate between the ratzon and shelo ratzon. Since it's originally oichol food, and only after it's squeezed it's considered mashka, liquid. Taimru b'chalot shetchilaso v'sofo mashka, opposed to milk. It's liquid from beginning to end. And since it's liquid from beginning to end, even shelo ratzon, it should be mashka, it should be tamen. I can't hear the truth. The Chachamim did not respond to Rabbi Akiva any further. Up until here they responded, and no longer do they respond to Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Mikan Be'elech, Hayinu Meshivan Lefan. Rabbi Shimon said, from here on, we the Talmidim, the students of Rabbi Akiva, continue to respond to Rabbi Akiva in front of Rabbi Akiva. Mei Gishamim Yochichu. Rain water should disprove your thesis. Shetchilasan V'sofa Mashka. Rainwater, from beginning to end, is considered a liquid, and even so, we differentiate between the ratzon versus the ratzon. Only rainwater that's the ratzon is considered tamei. Only if you want the rainwater, would it be considered mashka? So that should disprove the thesis of Rabbi Akiva, who wanted to say that since chalav is mashka, makes sure us about sofo, it should be matamei even shol the ratzon. As we see, rainwater is mashka, makes sure us about sofo, and it's only matamei the ratzon. On my lanula, Rabbi Akiva said to others, I'll meet him. No, you can't disprove my thesis from rainwater. And my mind said, but make a shaman shayin ruben lad. If I make a shaman with a friendship between the ratham and shalom ratham, that's because most make a shaman. It's not used for drinking. El la ratham billy lana. Instead, it irrigates the land or the trees. For roba chalav lada, but most milk is used for drinking, so therefore, since most chalav is used for drinking, it should be the tame, both the ratham, vish, alo the ratham, should be considered a maska, even though it dripped an animal, shalom ratzon, unintentional.